Our first scripture reading today is from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And our gospel reading today is from the book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And now, listen up for a special message to our children and, of course, all of our young at heart. You know what I was thinking about this week? There sure are a lot of people that I miss right now. And I bet the same is true for you. There are friends we haven't seen in a really long time, classmates we haven't gotten to play with or sit beside, family members we didn't get to see at holidays this past year. This time has been so challenging, but I think in a lot of ways, it has also made us love those people a bit more and be extra thankful for all the people we love. Speaking of love, today is Valentine's Day. What do you think of when you think of Valentine's Day? I think of the colors pink and red and purple. I think of those little conversation heart candies that are so fun to get and to give, but don't actually taste that good. I think of chocolates and heart-shaped boxes and sharing little notes with my friends at school. But most of all, I think of love. And not just the mushy kind of love we see in movies, but all the love that we share with and for our parents, our grandparents, our sisters and brothers, our friends, our church family, and most importantly, the love that we have for God and that God has for us. Valentine's Day is a great day to tell people how much we care about them and love them. But we also think it's a great opportunity to give thanks for God's love and to show God just how much we love God back. Something pretty important to remember. Those two things, loving God and loving others, they go hand in hand. In other words, every time we let someone else know we love them, we're letting God know too. I guess you could say that every Valentine we send to another person is also a Valentine to God, the one who created them. We are all one of God's beloved creations. And each of us are made to be reflectors, spreaders, and sharers of God's love, showing others what God's love looks like and feels like. I really like the idea that each Valentine we write to a friend or family member is also a Valentine to God, letting God know that we appreciate and care about and love who God created our loved one to be. One more important thing to remember. Valentine's Day is only one day a year, but it's certainly not the only day we should be telling or showing God and others how much we love them. God shows us every single day how much we are loved. God wakes us up in the morning, fills our lives with good people and good things. God comforts us when we're scared, helps us when we need help, surrounds us with the beauty of creation. There is never a day in which God isn't showing up in our lives. Okay, maybe not with a box of chocolates, but with all the things and people we need to make our lives truly sweet. In honor of Valentine's Day, I want you guys to create a Valentine for God using the little kit found in your carryout connection box. Decorate it however you like. You can even put words or messages or prayers on your heart. Even though you won't be sending God's Valentine in the mail or getting one back in return, we feel and experience God's love every single day. So put your Valentine somewhere that you can see it to remind yourself that when it comes to experiencing and sharing God's love, every day is Valentine's Day. Let's take a moment to pray together now, and then, as always, we will end our prayer by praying our Lord's Prayer together. Let's pray. God of all love, on a day that encourages us to share our love with others, we take time to think of all the love that fills our lives and to think of the love you have for us and that we have for you. It is because of your caring and compassionate love for us that we can love others with even more care and compassion. And because of our love for all the great people in our lives, we can give even greater thanks to you. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.